Hare Krishna. The difference between confidence and overconfidence is vigilance. Suppose soldiers are guarding the national boundary now against some infiltrators. Now, if they are diffident, if they feel that the infiltrators will have far more sophisticated weapons than us, then at the first sign of threat, the soldiers will just abandon their post and run away. But on the other hand, if the soldiers are overconfident, thinking that no infiltrators will be able to penetrate, then or no infiltrators will even come, no one will have the audacity to face them. Thinking like this, if they become overconfident, then the soldiers will not be on guard, and when the infiltrators come, they may get wounded or even killed. So they need to be confident, but not overconfident. And the difference between the two is vigilance. When the soldiers are confident, they will be vigilant, knowing that with their weapons, they can repulse the enemy's infiltrators when they come, but they will not be overconfident. So similarly, we too need to be confident but not overconfident when we guard our consciousness from infiltration by immoral anti-devotional desires. So if we are diffident, thinking that temptations are going to be too strong and that we will not be able to resist them anyway, then at the first sign of temptation, we'll just cave in and indulge. And thus we will wound ourselves spiritually. On the other hand, if we are overconfident, then we will think that, oh, I have already become purified. I am now immune to temptation. No temptation is going to threaten me. If we think like this, then when temptation comes, we will find ourselves indulging and indulging often in grievous ways even before we realize what has happened and what we are doing. So the Bhagavad Gita warns us that even the discerning can fall prey to temptation. In 2.60, the Bhagavad Gita states, Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. It says, Yatato yapi kaunteya. O Arjuna, even if one endeavors, Yatato, sincerely one endeavors, Purushasya vipaschitaha, that person who is vipaschitaha, who is discerning, who has the discriminating capacity to understand what is right and what is wrong, and even such a person who is discerning and endeavoring, even such a person, Indriyani pramathini, the pramathini, the wild senses, Haranti prasabham manaha, they carry away the mind of such a person. So Krishna says the temptations coming from within can knock down anyone. So we need to be vigilant. So we cannot be overconfidence will cause our destruction. A spiritual destruction will succumb to temptation. But we need to be vigilant, just like the soldiers who are vigilant, they have to be watchful and they have to be equipped with their weapons. And when they have their weapons and when they have the confidence that with their weapons they can repulse the infiltrators, then they can be successful. So our weapon is remembrance of Krishna. So we need to be vigilant and we need to be competent in using our weapon, in absorbing our consciousness and remembrance of Krishna. That's what Krishna talks about in the next verse, 2.61, when he states, Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta sita matparaha vasheya sendriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. So yukta asita matparaha, Krishna says, fix the consciousness on me. When we do this, at that time, vashehiya sendriyani, that person will be able to conquer control the senses. Tasya prajna pratishthita, that person will be well situated in transcendence. So the point is that we need vigilance. So if we should we avoid the extreme of diffidence and overconfidence, and we should be confident by being vigilant in absorbing ourselves in Krishna and in resisting temptation whenever it comes, we can march steadily forward in our spiritual life without succumbing to temptations. Thank you. Hare Krishna.